Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly.
When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things that you love are checked by experts. Not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff with real hands-on authentication experience.
So when you see that shiny blue checkmark that says Authenticity Guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back.
Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit eBay.com for terms.
Hey guys, welcome to Fat Mascara, a beauty podcast. My name is Jessica.
Hi Jessica, I'm Jennifer. Wow, that was squeaky. Hi everyone, welcome to our beauty podcast, Fat Mascara.
So if you're just dipping in, this is our 300th episode.
You've missed 299 episodes.
Yeah, I can't believe I'm doing this for 300 now. We've got a very special, kind of a weird one. This is not your average episode. We're going to go back in time to one of our first episodes where Jen and I interview each other. So there's no special guests here. It's a real anomaly, but we're going to do kind of like director's cut version. Yeah. I haven't listened to this episode since we probably recorded it. Jen,
I haven't,
do you explain how, what we're doing here?
Yes, of course. So, and this wasn't even our very first episode. We realized after we started the show that nobody knew who we were. So we interviewed each other. So now what we're going to do is we are now listening together at the same time back to this version, that episode of the show. And we are going to do the director's cut. And every time we interject to just give you a little light commentary, which will give you a fuller picture of what Fat Mascara is all about, we will play this sound. Okay, did you hear that? Because that sound took me like 2 days to find. So we'll interject that sound whenever we're going to jump in from 2021 to give you a little commentary. And remember, the rest of the episode was originally aired in 2016. So this is like 5 years later. Do we still agree with what we said? Do we have anything else to share that we never told you behind the scenes about this episode? So yeah, like Jess said, it's a director's cut. We hope...
Dusty up in here.
Oh my God.
Time capsule.
Okay. Should I ask Red to take that out? Are we doing warts and all this?
Warts and all, baby.
Okay. Red is our sound engineer who we've been working with since this summer, and he usually makes us sound smooth and polished. But as per the director's cut, we're just leaving it all in. So excuse me, what I was trying to say. If you're ready, let's do this.
It's interview time.
Yes, it's a special episode. It's a rare episode.
Yes. Usually our podcast will have awesome people from the beauty industry that we will interview, like hairstylists, makeup artists.
Fancy dermatologists.
Exactly. Oh, wow. Do you remember the music? We looked so long to find that music.
We looked so long. License free. I don't know if it was license free. No, I think we had to pay for it.
We paid, yeah.
Big bucks, guys. I think it was called like something Superstar.
There's lyrics to it as well. And I remember the reason we changed it was because the licensing fee went up. And I don't know if this is true, but about a year after, maybe 2 years, whenever we changed it, Younger, the TV show, sent out these promotions.
Yes.
And they were using the same music, the Superstar song with ha 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 ha. And then it was also in part of the Younger television show. So we were getting all these messages from fans, they weren't fans then, just listeners, who were like, do you guys use the same music as Younger?
Does Younger use the same music?
I don't know. So then we had to look, we moved to a different licensing music company and listened to, I don't know how many, Jess, like what, 30, 40 tracks for like equal energy.
I really remember like, knowing exactly what I wanted, like, for the music, but because I'm tone deaf, like, I could sing you, like, the Star Spangled Banner and you wouldn't know what song it was. Like, I just was trying to, like, I was like, you know, I want it, like,
We had all these adjectives that we'd put in. It would be, like, bouncy, raw. I think it ended up being, like, trap. For some reason, trap music.
I said Missy Elliott, but I was like, I know we can't afford Missy Elliott, but, like, Missy Elliott, like, you're in a car.
Yeah. And it ended up being, I think the new song that you guys hear all the time now when we first come in is some sort of like trap music, which doesn't sound like trap. It's just
like, I'm not a trap fan.
No.
Like, I wanted
trap,
like,
queens, Jess and Jen over here.
Yeah, like, please give me a break. I'm like, Tori Amos? Anybody?
No, we wanted it to be, and we hope it is, but please feel free to email us if not. We want it to be fun. And bouncy, and just show you the beauty is not all like glamour and serious, right?
Yeah, we wanted like a fun energy, like, yeah. It was like a vibe. Yeah, sometimes when you try to like explain what you want, oh my god, like I just it's like the briefing process, like anyone on the creative end is like, you have my heart, you have my
totally.
You have all of my sympathy, you have all of my sympathies. It is intense, but I hope you like it.
Yeah, I hope you do too. All right, are you ready to listen to this?
Yeah, okay, oh my God, let's keep going.
We're going to take this time to interview each other. So you will be on the receiving end of some questions.
And I'll be interviewing you as well.
That's right.
You're not off the hook.
Okay, so maybe I should start. Are you ready?
I'm as ready as I'll ever have been.
I'm nervous a little bit.
I don't know what you're going to ask me.
Okay, let's get into it. So my very first question, which is probably what our listeners want to know too. Why did you want to do a beauty podcast? How did this come about?
Well, for the past few years, I've been like a little bit of a podcast nerd. So I was thinking, why aren't there any beauty podcasts? And I'm sure they do exist. So no disrespect out there. But I wanted to hear the people that I talk to on a day-to-day basis speak at length a little bit more about what they do. And honestly, like, you and I have some amazing conversations, like in cabs coming back from events about, you know, what we just saw. And, you know, I do interviews all day with beauty experts. And a lot of it doesn't actually make it to the pages of the magazine. I work for Cosmo, you work for Marie Claire. Mm-hmm. And there's so much information that, you know, just for the space, just on account of space, it can't all make it to the page. So I think there's a space for that. And I felt like the podcast is like the coolest medium.
Definitely.
And honestly, I just like love having something to listen to when I walk around town or like commuting. So it just made sense.
Yeah. And the name of our podcast, I'm sure people are wondering about that. How did you, I'll put it out there right now. Jess came up with the name, which I love. But how did you come up with Fat Mascara and what does it mean to you?
Well, I was thinking of like all these names for the podcast and I was like, you know, Beauty Talk or like the Beauty Corner. And it just sounded so awful and generic. And it honestly just came to me. I don't know why. I think like beauty is such a kind of like silly, at times, silly, kind of fun.
There's a lot of hyperbole.
It's a very hyperbolic, ridiculous industry. And I don't mean that as an affront to the industry at all. It's just kind of over the top and ridiculous. And the mascaras are the like physical embodiment of that. Like they're just always bigger, fatter, brighter, more ridiculous than ever. And it just kind of like came to me and I had like Fat Mascara.
okay, so you get it now, right? That sound means here we are in 2021 and I need to make a comment. I think that what I said, and because we both were feeling it about the mascaras at the time in 2016, mm-hmm. was true then. But I think now in 2021 that the product that showcases the hyperbolic, superlative, over-the-top nature of the beauty industry is those damn palettes, especially the eyeshadow palettes. Mm-hmm. Like different collabs every month, a new person's palette, like 52 colors. So many people mentioned on our Instagram when we asked about this that they're like, yeah, I use a palette every now and then, but there's like one color I like in it. But I've bought this huge fat thing that now sits there, like half of it unused.
I totally agree with you. I was thinking like, yeah, it's not so much the mascaras anymore, but like what kind of what symbolizes the outsized, like, you know, more is more nature of the industry. And it is like these big collaborations. Oh, so-and-so is partnering, Chipotle is partnering, you know, Net-a-Porter has an exclusive with this artist. You know, it's really just this, like, the cult of personality. It's not so much the componentry. Now it's like we use so little, you know, like we're the most earth friendly, you know, it's not about size, you know?
Yeah, it's not. I will say though, for having mascara in the name, it's still one of those beauty products that every person is still searching for the best one. And even when we have guests on, it's always like, oh, I don't know if I found the best mascara. This is the best for me, or this is what I use for this occasion. So I'm glad at least it was mascara in the name if it was going to be anything.
Right, not like lip gloss or something like that.
Exactly.
Yeah, no, good call. All right. Okay, let's keep going.
And it's fat with an F, people. So,
so many
like,
people have asked
please
that.
Don't think that I'm like trying to resurrect like the fat farm pH kind of thing. I don't know. It just felt fun and silly. And I think that's how beauty kind of is in my mind. Has anyone ever given you beauty advice that's actually really inspired you?
You know what? This morning, I hung out with a lady who gave me my favorite beauty advice, makeup artist Laura Geller. Mm. She and I have known each other for years. Years ago, I interviewed her for a story, and like the story was over. We were done doing the interview, and I was like, come on, just give me like what you would what's the tip? She goes, you know what? Just never buy a magnifying mirror. And I was like, that's the greatest beauty advice ever.
That's
like,
so
there's
funny.
No reason you need to see your face in 10 times magnification. Like, unless you're losing your eyesight and you need to find a hair to pluck, like, there's no reason. And that's her like philosophy of beauty. Like, be yourself and like be beautiful, but like, don't kill yourself over it. And I follow that advice, not just the don't buy the magnifying mirror, but the like, have fun with it. It's not like rocket science.
Don't obsess.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's really good.
Yeah. Have you ever gotten a tip like that where the beauty advice that you're just like, oh, you know what? I actually might do that.
Oh God, that's really good. That's a good question.
You wrote the damn question.
Oh gosh. Jen, well, I didn't think it was going to be, you know, boomeranged back at me. I remember I worked at Lucky for a few years mm-hmm. and the beauty director there, Jean Godfrey June, it's very simple and she says it a lot, but she always says, Pat, don't rub your concealer. And it's right.
I thought she was talking to someone named Pat.
No. She says, Pat, don't rub your concealer. And ever since I did that, it's worked so much better. Like, you don't need to, like, rub your concealer in like a maniac.
Almost or wipe
just,
it off.
Yeah, it's almost like just put it on and leave it there like it's an accident. Like, put too much on and just leave it there. Don't even, like, blend it. I mean, not like so it looks crazy. Mm-hmm. Just leave it.
Yeah.
Because when you rub
Pat,
it in.
Don't
Pat,
rub.
Yeah, Pat, don't rub. If you start rubbing it in, you're kind of wiping it off.
Totally.
So that's actually made a big difference. Thank you, Jean Godfrey June.
She's kind of a celebrity in
the
beauty world.
She is her own. Yeah, she is a celebrity unto herself.
Speaking of celebrities, mm-hmm. We both get to interview a lot of them in our job, whether because they have a beauty contract or they're coming out
right.
with a line. Who's like your favorite celebrity you've ever interviewed?
Oh, so easy. Katy Perry.
Oh, really?
Oh my God. Yeah. First of all, I like total Katy cat over here. Like loved her like forever. I went into her trailer. It was on the set of her Killer Queen music video. Not music video, excuse me, commercial. And first of all, she is like a huge Queen fan. I really like Queen. So like that was kind of cool. She's like a cool lady. Like,
uh-huh.
She's like She's definitely like down with a lot of stuff.
This was for a story you were writing?
Yes, for a story.
Okay.
And I go into her trailer and she wants to talk about everything. Like she talked about the fragrance, but she wants to talk about a lot of stuff. She talked about transcendental meditation. She talked about how much she loves Queen. She talked about fragrance. She just knows a lot of stuff.
You liked her?
Yeah. She's just a cool, cool girl. I liked her a lot. And I was just standing like an idiot. It was my second day on the job.
Where were you working?
Cosmo.
Oh.
Yeah. I was like, I like this place. Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. What about you?
Oh, God. I've interviewed my favorite.
You've done a lot of celebrity interviews. Yeah.
My favorite is, you know, I've interviewed some big names, but I felt like I connected with Kirsten Dunst, who I've always loved in movies. But I was like, this chick is cool. Like, we just had like a good chat and didn't hurt that we were in Paris at the time. So like that sort of informed the whole interview. And I've since like rewatched a bunch of her movies and been like, I dig it. So I really like her. And then do you know who Clémence Poisey is?
Yeah, yeah.
What's with me and the blondes? I don't know. But she and I just felt like we had such a good interview. It was also about fragrance. She was the face of Chloe at the time.
Yeah.
And I actually didn't know who she was as an actress, but she just struck me as super smart and like so freaking chic in that French woman way.
Mm-hmm.
So those were both good. But yeah, that's who I'd say.
Hi, you've interviewed a lot of cool girls.
I went. Yeah. I like the pop stars too.
Yeah.
I mean, I got to meet Beyonce once.
I never met Beyonce.
In like en masse. It was like, let's shuttle in 20 editors at once for their session with Beyonce. And it was so weird. It was like they were displaying goods in a museum. It was like, here is Beyonce.
Was her skin incredible?
Like, everything was incredible. I literally, like wind machines turn on just when she walks in her room. But it was so weird because we didn't really get to talk to her.
Yeah.
So we just all stood there looking at her and she just, like, I am Beyonce. You are welcome.
And I was like, she levitated out of the room.
It was the weirdest, like, just moment. And I was like, okay, that's what it's like to be a beauty editor sometimes.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay, so, Jen, I was just having a giggle at, like, the Beyonce thing and Clémence Poisey.
What?
Yes. Katy Perry. Like, this is such a big blast from the past. Like, you've interviewed so many. You've had several cover stories since, you know, these Marie Claire interviews. No disrespect to these ladies, but I have a feeling your number one celebrity encounter has changed. Interview.
It has, but now I have to ask you first.
Why are you going to ask me first?
Okay, fine. I will say, I had no idea my career was going to take the turn of like even more celebrities. I always thought like I would double down on the beauty, but yes, even now I've been writing profiles and things. Clémence Poisey and Kirsten Dunst.
I love Kirsten Dunst. I would kill to.
No, and they were fabulous interviews, but no, that is not. I will say, and this one it wasn't even as my freelance career because it was on Fat Mascara.
Oh.
But every time I talk to her, she's the delight. Tracee Ellis Ross.
Oh, that was a goodie.
Honestly, still one of my favorite episodes we did on Fat Mascara. Such a great interview. If you've, like, when we've gotten to interact with her just when Pattern launched, every time I talk to her, I get a little nugget of something. I'm like, I never thought about beauty in that way. And she's just so funny and so kind. And so I think that she's my favorite interview now.
She was really funny. Yeah. I remember being really nervous when we interviewed her because she's just a really big star, and like her mom is a big star, and everything. I feel like everything about her.
And she's like a beauty girl. Like she's always got a look.
She's not, you know, you could tell she doesn't suffer fools. Like I was just like, we can't mess this up. And, you know, she was so great. She was really funny. I have to say, well, one of them is coming up in June. So for Fat Mascara, you know which one. It's a major
good teaser, Jess.
Yes.
We didn't plan that.
Yeah, no, we didn't even talk about this. I was really nervous because she is a major, I'm just going to say she's a major model. Mm-hmm. A major model. And another one, doesn't suffer fools, very smart, has been interviewed by like everyone in the world, discreet. And I didn't want to look a fool. And I feel like we had some really good moments, like mm-hmm. some banter offline and on. And I felt really proud of how it went. But I am still like, that went okay, right? I think that went okay. But I think one of it's kind of a funny one, but one of the interviews I really liked the most was one I did for Bazaar with Lake Bell. I like Lake Bell as an actress, but also I got off the phone with her and that was like just kind of like a difficult interview to like wrangle quickly. And it went so well. And it was like, thank God that happened. It had to happen like within like a day. And I got off the phone, I hung up and I said to my husband, I was like, she was so cool. And I was like, I love her name. And I was like, if we ever have a kid and it's a girl, I want to name her Lake. And Jeff was like, yeah, that's cool. And then it's like always stuck in my head. And like then named my baby Lake. So it's just like, that's always special.
How long before Lake, your daughter, was born was that interview?
So that interview was in February, and then I got pregnant in May.
And so a year later, in February, you had Lake Janeski.
Yeah, yeah.
The but like 2020 embodiment of Lake.
Right, but like we did not even know that we were going to have a baby in like February.
Gosh, so
it was just
Lake Bell.
So crazy.
If we're still here at 500 episodes, yeah. Let's approach Lake Bell and have her on the show to like talk about your child, her namesake. No, it's not her namesake. It's also beautiful nature name.
I just loved everything about it and the fact that she was so awesome and she was like just talking about like her, you know, being like a mom and she was a cool mom. And like, you know when like you interview a celebrity and they're so not what you like, it's like a deflating experience. And it's not because they're bad people. It's just like,
or
it's rushed.
Or deflating in that their celebrity disappears and it's just like woman to man or woman to woman.
Yeah. Or you don't like, it doesn't go well because you're weird or like you have 5 minutes.
Okay,
or yeah, like, yeah. No, it's just like, you have 5 minutes.
Yes,
or
I've had hundreds of those.
Yeah. Or like the publicist is like, thank you. You know, like.
your 10 minutes are up.
Yeah,
bye.
Yeah. 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 It was just like everything went as well as it could have gone. I was just like, that was so great. Like, it was just kind of like, she was great. You know,
that's
she's awesome.
Yeah.
I love her movies. You know, it was just great. So anyway,
see,
that's it.
Things change.
But Katy Perry is great too.
Changed.
Yeah. She was really cool.
Okay. Back,
all right.
Back to
the show.
The whole
back
thing
the
is
show.
Embarrassing, but yes, let's do it.
Did you change your style working in beauty? It's interesting. You like talked about your evolution.
Oh, from Wawa Deli Girl to beauty editor in New York City?
Yeah, from the Wawa. Yeah.
Definitely. Yeah. Anybody who knows me from before I moved to New York City would say that. I think.
You didn't wear Rag and Bone at the Wawa?
Did that exist then?
I don't think so.
No, but I feel like we meet so many cool women that it's definitely had me up my game a bit. I feel like my shoes have gotten a lot more comfortable because we do so much walking in this job. I'm like going here and there to events. I like gave up on heels because to me it was always like you move to New York City and you wear heels and you walk through the streets and you're fabulous. Like, you know, I don't know. I had this vision of what it was going to be like. And then it was like, girl, you need to get some rubber boots and you need to have like all the gear because you're a New Yorker now and it's legit. So, but style-wise, yeah, I definitely stepped up my game. I work at Mary Claire and Nina Garcia is like walking behind me 5 times a day. Like you don't want to look like a schlub.
No.
How about you?
I mean, definitely I have a pretty strict no heels policy. I mean, running around all day.
Yeah.
I need to be comfortable.
Yeah.
I don't feel cute if I'm not comfortable. It doesn't matter. You know, I don't feel good.
This has inspired a thought in me. Like, if you could describe my fashion style in 3 words, what would you say?
Tough urban chic or tough urban sleek?
Ah! I like it.
Okay, I'm glad you like it.
Wait, funny is the last word was my trouble spot, too, and I threw in chic because I didn't know what else.
Well, chic is always, like, a compliment,
it's
but it's not always appropriate for everyone.
A fashion magazine word.
I know, but not everyone is chic.
Like, we'll go to photos and be like, so chic, so chic. Okay, you ready for yours? I did it, too.
Okay, I'm buckling up.
Feminine.
Sure.
Whimsical.
That's fine. Although
you told me what to.
I got very angry with somebody. You know who you are. Who called me whimsical.
You like a shoe with like with whiskers, like a kitty cat
face.
I
actually have a strong like stance against the mouse flat and anything that has whiskers on a shoe.
But
so,
you like...
I don't like a whimsical...
But a whimsical pattern a metallic or like an A-line skirt that's like... Like Holly Golightly circa 2015 would wear.
Absolutely. Keep going.
Oh, you're liking this?
Yes.
And then I just threw in chic because I couldn't come with the third one.
Because what was it? Feminine, whimsical...
Feminine, whimsical, chic.
Sure. But not like a dork.
Why is that dorky?
I know, but it makes me think of Zooey Deschanel, a New Girl.
Not quirky. Just
that's
whimsical.
Okay.
Yeah.
Fair.
That's a fun game.
Okay.
In your career, like what is the craziest, good or bad, you know, trip or event or experience you've had?
I think there's been so many crazy ones. I think I don't know if I can nail it down to one crazy one. I think just being sometimes in presentations where you realize everyone is very serious. You're in a beautiful hotel that, like, you would never be in any other reason except for this kind of situation, and like a gorgeous restaurant or something. And you're with a bunch of like colleagues, and they're presenting slides about like mole removal or serious acne.
And, I mean, so and, glamorous until then.
And, you know, and someone's coming over and they're like, Miss, are you done with your eggs Benedict or something? And you're there and you kind of just kind of can't believe like this whole situation. Like, my parents don't know that I'm at the Four Seasons right now or the St. Regis.
Looking at mole photos.
Like, nobody in the world right now knows that I'm sitting here and I'm deadly serious.
Yeah, sometimes the beauty industry takes itself very seriously.
Yes, like, it's just this kind of surreal situation. That kind of thing happens all the time. Mm-hmm. Never, like, my wildest dreams would I ever think that I'm going to be sitting at the St. Regis.
I remember this one event. And it was at, remember when there were those nightclubs in the far west, like, 20s? I can't remember the name of the nightclub, but it was for Axe body spray, and they were launching their first body wash.
So oh, we God, went to, that was a moment.
Oh, damn, what was that nightclub?
It Marquee?
Was like something like that. I think it might have been Marquee. Yeah. Pink Elephant, Marquee, I don't know. It was like 11 o'clock at night. So you went inside, you heard about the body wash, and then you went to different stations. And I was a young beauty, and I was like, what is happening? And so I went to the station, quote unquote, and it was like literally half naked. These hot, hot male models in like little bikini bathing suits under fake showers, like soaping up. And I was like, what am I supposed to do right now? Like, what's happening?
Oh, my God.
And the publicist woman hands me a hose.
Oh, my God, stop
She's like, we want to demonstrate how smoothly the body wash rinses.
Stop it.
Can you please hose down this male model? And I looked at her, and I looked around, and there was, like, you know, sparkles and streamers and all this stuff. And here I am with a hose, like, hosing down a male model in, like, a bikini.
I'm so uncomfortable hearing this right now. Like, it's so degrading. This guy probably remembers this event so vividly in his head.
He's like, remember when I needed the money? It was so weird. And, like, the scent in the air was just, like, frat boy. And it was just, and I was just like, is this really my job right now?
The Zoolander producer should have spoken to you for research.
Totally.
Oh, my God. Pause.
What?
First of all, I love this story so much. I need to know, you know, there's a lot of talk about, like, will events ever come back? Okay, there, you know, that's just kind of some industry buzz, guys. Like, you know, people are talking. Will events ever come back like that?
IRL events.
Like that. Will we ever get to hose each other down again? And, like, I mean,
also, it's kind of sexist and, like, gross. Like, I cannot see in this day and age, like, me being asked to hose down a male model. Like, it's objectifying. I don't know. Anyway, continue.
Let's table that.
Table
that. That's a whole other separate kind of thing right now. But, like, do you think this kind of, like, over the top? Kind of like, you know, when I say an event, I don't mean like, you know, a little wine and cheese in a garden. I mean, like, let's put on a show.
Like BeautyCon, whether it's for consumers or people like us that are journalists, just these over the top. Remember I said about the La Mer that was the size of the room that you could walk inside.
Yeah, remember It Cosmetics, there was like a seesaw that was, maybe it was like a mascara wand or something.
Yeah, we went on a seesaw together at an event.
Yeah, it was nuts. Crazy things. Do you think that they're going to push the boat out again the way that they did with these crazy budgets, with these crazy, you know, like, take an basically it's the Instagram that goes around the world kind of events.
Yeah. I think probably not just because of the pandemic, but also because of finances. It just seems excessive and environmental waste and like a lot of things that we've learned in the last year. I hope we learned that. I feel like maybe it'll be brought down a notch. I don't know. What do you think?
I don't know. You know, people,
I hate when people say, people are saying. It's like, well, who are these people? You know, like sites.
Well, we
sources.
Are commentators yes, on the exactly. beauty industry, so us.
Exactly. People are saying. I guess we're the people. But I'm hearing, you know, just when it comes to, like, attitudes, there's especially, like, in fashion, like, people want to get up and they want to dress up and they want to go out. Like, they cannot wait to put on, like, 5-inch heels, you know, splash out some cash and go out and see and be seen. Like, you know, somebody... I forgot who said it, but it's like they went to Baltazar and they're like, just the walk to the bathroom was like a fashion show. Like everyone wants to go out and dress. Like, they want to dress
like
up.
The 1920s, like all the flappers and excess came, roaring 20s after World War
One. Right. People
like,
just,
let's just go the extreme opposite.
Right. They're desperate to be seen. So they're putting out like everything that they haven't worn the past, you know, 14 months or so. But at the same time, I think a lot of people are like, you know, we don't have any money, honey. You know, like we're waiting. Like, I mean, people are downsizing. People are losing their jobs. Like, let's be real. Like, it's still not, like, people have not earned money for, like, some people haven't earned money for, like, I was talking to a friend of mine. It's like, I lost out on 3 months of income. Like, my business was closed, you know? Yeah. So I think, like, we're kind of in two minds. So I am curious about events, like, if they really are going to come back in a big way. So I don't know what the answer is. It's just something I'm thinking about.
Oh,
so that's what this person is saying. I don't know.
This person, as in
you could say
like
Jessica
that.
Matlin doesn't know.
Okay. All right. Back to the episode.
To keep it on the topic of me, actually, I have a question for you.
Yeah.
I'm putting you on the spot here.
Oh,
when you first met me.
Yes.
What did you think my best feature was?
Your harem pants.
What?
Because I met you in the lounge of an airport, and I was like, those look like good harem pants, and why am I wearing jeans?
Oh, when we were traveling.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so we should let people know how we actually did meet. Give a little more detail there. What was...
I think, like, so we were going on a trip for a new beauty product to Africa because it was about shea butter.
Mm-hmm.
This sounds really kooky, but it's true.
Yes, we went to Ghana.
So
we were on the way
to Ghana. So I arrived at the airport. P.S. I didn't know that you guys were all in the lounge, so I was by myself eating McDonald's.
There you go, feeling left out again.
Yeah. And then I went to the lounge to meet you guys because I got a text saying that you guys were all there. So
we were having fun without you.
Yes. And
I don't harem pants.
You were wearing like these like harem pants, like drop crotch.
Oh,
pants.
I do have a pair of drop crotch
and I was
black
like,
harem
pants. I was like, damn it. I'm like, I'm wearing jeans and like
for a 12-hour flight.
Yeah, and this girl's in harem pants, and I didn't know who you were, but I figured out like by the powers of deduction that you were Jen.
Yeah.
And I was like, all right, I've heard good things about this girl. And
I remember,
so we were.
That's when – I didn't remember you in the lounge. I mean, I know I met you then, but we went to Africa and we...
Oh, you also had a big bag too, and I had a little tiny bag.
I was
carrying on,
light.
And other people were bringing, like, they were like, do you have boots? Do you have, like, a raincoat? Do you have this? And I was like,
I had been to Africa before, and I was like, I need to be prepared with all sorts of weather and
so
clothes.
So not prepared.
So we went to Ghana because I remember we landed, and then we took another, like, little flight to Tamale in the northern area to go pick shea nuts with the women who picked them for this collective.
Yes.
And we were in this body lotion from Jergens. And I remember on the second day, we had stayed at this hotel, which was barely a hotel. It was like... I mean, it was like a shipping container with curtains on
it. I'm exhausted.
Which was fine because, like, we were having an experience. And you came out the next morning, and I guess some of the
are you, why are you laughing?
Well,
I know
dirt,
exactly what you're going to say.
Because I think dirt got in your eyes.
Yes, because I was enjoying the, like, tank ride or the Jeep ride, like, through the
like a dog
desert.
With your head, like, hanging
yes,
out the window?
I was feeling free.
We weren't
free.
In the same car.
No, but I was feeling free. I had my head out the window, my arms, watching the sunset,
well,
feeling free.
You must have gotten a little earth in your eyes.
Yes.
Because you came out that next morning. You looked like you had pink eye for weeks, like a guinea pig. Like, you couldn't even see. And you just come stumbling over to me, literally with your hands out, like a mummy walking. Like, Jen... Jen, can you help me, like, find my glasses? Or, like, I can't get my contacts out. I was like, what is with this girl? And I was like, all right, I'm going to have to be your seeing eye, like, all day with the elephants around us and, like, the shea butter. But I was like, you know what? This girl's cool.
Oh, yeah? Yeah.
We were bonded for life.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, everyone, guess what I did last night? I slept in my Honeylove bra. I don't think I've ever slept in a bra before. Usually, I am so excited to take off my bra at the end of the day, there would be no chance I would lay down in it. But Honeylove bras are that comfortable. And if you're someone who does like to sleep in a bra for a little extra support, I feel like the Honeylove crossover bra should be your sleeping bra. Did I just coin a thing, sleeping bra? I don't know if they'll approve of that, but I love the idea. Obviously, you're gonna wear it out all the time too, because Honeylove's bras feature supportive bonding that eliminates the need for uncomfortable wires. Plus, they're made with a fabric that's so soft, it feels like a second skin. Is it spring cleaning time in your house? I know it is in mine. Clean out your bra drawer, get a few from Honeylove. They have the V-neck bra that's smooth and seamless and hardware free. And then my personal favorite is the crossover bra with adjustable straps and a hook back closure. And of course, again, no underwire in that one either. The Honeylove supportive bonding lifts and supports without those uncomfortable wires. And while you're at it, why not pair your Honeylove bra with their matching shapewear, or maybe a pair of their breathable, versatile leggings. Treat yourself to the best bras on the market and save 20% off at honeylove.com/mascara. Use our exclusive link to get 20% off. It's honeylove.com/mascara. And then after you purchase, they're going to ask you where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them that we here at Fat Mascara sent you. Honeys, you deserve this. Again, that website is honeylove.com/mascara for 20% off. Okay, so there are some stories about my mom's life that I never get tired of hearing, and they're usually the ones in which she's trying to right some injustice and then ends up annoying the people in power, and I love that about her. Anyway, just in time for Mother's Day, I found the perfect gift that captures all her stories for my family forever. It's called Storyworth. Storyworth helps you preserve memories and stories for the mother figure in your life or any of your family or chosen family. Here's how it works. Each week, Storyworth emails your loved one a thought-provoking question that you get to help pick. The prompts are really good. The kind of things we ask guests here at Fat Mascara, little things like, what's your favorite board game? And more important things like, what's the best advice you've ever gotten? Storyworth makes the writing process a breeze. All your loved one needs to do is respond to the email with a story, long or short, doesn't matter. You'll be emailed a copy of what they wrote, but they'll also be collected. So you'll get to enjoy the retelling of the stories and probably learn some new things in the process. Then, after that year of fun, Storyworth automatically compiles your loved one's stories and photos into a beautiful keepsake hardcover book. Even though I know some of my mom's best stories, I love that the weekly prompts are helping to uncover more details and that they'll be collected in one place for me to revisit and read through. Don't think I'm not going to pull this keepsake book out at our next family get together to share some of them. Listen, everyone loves Storyworth. It has more than 25,000 five-star reviews on Trustpilot, with millions of stories preserved since they were founded over 10 years ago. Give all the moms in your life a unique, heartfelt gift that you'll cherish for years. Storyworth. Right now, save $10 on your first purchase when you go to storyworth.com/mascara. That's storyworth.com/mascara to save $10 on your first purchase.
All right, it's not often that we talk about supplements, but when we do, you know that we mean it, all right? Every day I do my skincare routine, and that is a cleanse. I moisturize. Of course, I pop a little antioxidant in there. I'll do a little serum underneath there. But what is non-negotiable for me lately is I take a supplement. That is my Ritual Hyacera. It's a wrinkle support skin supplement, which is clinically proven to reduce wrinkles and improve skin smoothness. I'll take that.
I'll take it too. Ritual Hyacera is a once daily skin supplement. Jess said clinically proven. Let me give you the deets. In a clinical study, Hyacera led to a 3.6 time reduction in crow's feet wrinkles within 90 days as compared to placebo. Jess and I have been taking it more than 90 days. Let me tell you, it works. Plus, Ritual Hyacera has led to a 2.9 times increase in skin smoothness in the same amount of times. It's rigorously tested and validated by a third party for allergens, microbes, and heavy metals. You don't always know if a supplement does that. Ritual also has industry-leading sustainability standards. They use scientific tools to select lower carbon packaging, love that, prioritize sustainably sourced ingredients, and set ambitious climate goals. Plus, female-founded, B Corp, meaning they're holding themselves accountable to not just their company's financial health, but also the health of the people and our planet. You gotta love that.
Yes, okay. Start Hyacera to help minimize wrinkles without compromising on clean science. Hyacera from Ritual is a clinically proven skin supplement you can actually trust.
Get 25% off your first month for a limited time at ritual.com/mascara.
Start Ritual or add Hyacera to your subscription today. That's ritual.com/mascara for 25% off. Part of our job is to try all these products and services.
Yes.
What beauty service would you never try?
Oh, well, there's this new, like, vaginal steaming, like electronic thing that's happening. I don't even read past the press
steaming lead. Or electronic.
There's two things. I don't know. I'm not there yet. So I'm not doing that. I'm going to bring it above the belt. I am not doing eyebrow threading because I haven't done my eyebrows in like 2 months. I have a girl who I've been going to for 10 years. She's amazing. So don't look at them now. Listeners, you can't see, but
they look fine.
Threading, my eyebrow girl told me that it can go horribly awry if you don't go to the right person.
Can I support you on that one and give a reason?
Tell me.
I was doing this story and looking into, you know, beauty mishaps. Mm-hmm. And I found an independent study, research published in a dermatological journal, about an outbreak of herpes in California.
It's great info.
Excuse me. And it was the kind of herpes you usually get on your lips. But these doctors were so confused because they were seeing it on people's eyebrows and their faces. And so they did all the research on the people and like went back into their histories to find the thing that they had in common. Turned out they all went to the same eyebrow threading salon. And you know how when they thread your eyebrows, they hold one end of the thread in their mouth?
There you go.
So they're twisting and somehow saliva would get down the thread onto the people's skin. And someone at that salon had, you know, herpes and had given it to the clients. I have never even entertained the notion of eyebrow threading since then.
Yeah.
I support you.
Thanks.
So you haven't done that.
Is there one you wouldn't try?
Oh, the eyebrow threading.
Besides eyebrow threading, is there one that was on your no-no list?
I mean, the vajazzling. Again, a vagina looks the way it does for a reason.
Yeah.
Or is that your vulva? That's your vulva. That's something you learn in women's magazines. Yeah. They're different things. So I feel like, I'm not down with that.
Wow. Vajazzling. Do the youths even know what that is?
I cannot believe vajazzling, aka bedazzling one's vagina, which we've since clarified on the Fat Mascara podcast is your vulva we're talking about here. So it should have been vulvazzing.
I think it's like the pubic bone. Like,
yeah, whatever it is. Why do people do that? That was like a thing in 2016.
I actually want to go look and see if there's a place in the city that you could get vajazzled right now. Like, I think it'd be hard
in 2021. If you want rhinestones stuck on the outside of your genitalia, could you do it? I see the blog notes. We're going to look into this and I'll give you an answer.
I'm on the case.
At fatmascara.com/blog. Okay, back to the show. So what's the weirdest thing you have tried?
Weirdest thing I've tried, probably I did the Q-Switch YAG laser a couple of years ago, which it is an unusual treatment. Most people don't do that. It's a dermatological treatment, but I had it I'm sorry, freckle people. I have a lot of freckles and I'm kind of a self-hating freckle face. This is actually interesting. I had a deep conversation with Julianne Moore about it when I was at Allure. We did a story with her. And she was trying. This was a highlight of my beauty career. And she was like trying to teach me to embrace my freckles. She actually like wrote a children's book about it once.
Strawberry face.
Yes, just strawberry freckle face, something like that.
Yeah,
it didn't take. So, she's beautiful though. I love her. And I tried to erase my freckles and actually erased, like it burnt a lot of them off for like 6 months and they all came back. So it really felt like hot bacon grease, like splattering all over my face. It was a pain that I would never wish upon anyone.
And it wasn't worth it.
It wasn't worth it. I mean, a doctor did a great job, but if you have freckles, they will very likely come back.
Yeah.
So that's probably the weirdest, most aggressive thing I've ever done in the name of beauty. Yourself?
Myself. What's the weirdest thing?
Yeah, what's the weirdest thing you've ever done? Like most intense, weirdest/most intense.
I don't know if this is weird, but I loved every second of it. I mean, I've been to the Moroccan hammams.
And
oh, yeah.
Oh, it's amazing. So you're like naked as the day you were born on a slab of marble. And there's the lady in like her, like she, my lady was wearing like biker shorts. So it was a very modern hammam. And just, oiling me up. I felt like a fish at like a fish counter, just flopping me over and then the steam, oiling me up. And then they scrub you down with the mitts and like rubber cement, these little balls of skin were just like falling off of me. And I was like, this is the greatest thing ever. And it's steamy, so you don't feel super exposed. It's not like, you know, the Russian ones where they're like beating you with pine boughs. It's a much classier version of a spa treatment. And I loved it. It's pretty weird though, right? I guess for American.
It sounds really nice though.
Yeah. I've had some bad experiences though.
At hammams?
No, just.
Or just bad.
You want to know my worst, like biggest beauty mistake?
Of course I do.
I am now lasered in the areas of hair that I don't want, just so you know.
Okay.
But at one point, I was a bikini waxer. I was living in Philadelphia at the time. And so I actually had moved from New York to Philadelphia, and I didn't know where to get waxed. So I asked around, and they were like, oh, you got to go to the, you know, this is the waxer to go to. And they called her the waxing Nazi. But I was like, no, you want like a strict waxer. Get in, get out, get the business done. So I went to her for a bikini wax. I will leave the details out.
Oh, I have a weak stomach.
It did not feel right, and it hurt. And so when I got up, I looked down, and there was some blood. So I was like, okay, we might have gotten some wax where wax doesn't belong. But I have a very high pain threshold, so I thought nothing of it. It did not stop hurting or bleeding for a while. So finally, I was like, this is not right. I need to go see a doctor. So I went because I had a friend who worked at Planned Parenthood as a nurse practitioner, and I got up in the stirrups, and I showed her, and she goes, oh, hold on a second. Then she went and got her boss, and her boss came in, and the boss was like, I think you need to go to the emergency room.
Oh, my God, Jen.
Long story short, I ended up in the emergency room after three doctors there because they were convinced that I had been sexually assaulted and I wasn't telling. They brought in the guy with the rape kit. I kid you not. And I was like, no,
please
no,
tell me this woman does not practice anymore.
I mean, I don't know. I freaking area. Hightailed it out of Philly. I was like, forget this place. So, yeah, I went to the emergency room. I never got bikini waxed again. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
You're, like, speechless.
I think
sorry.
I need to
that
go to
the
ER
TMI.
Right now.
What's the the worst beauty mistake you've ever had?
Oh, my God.
You can't even.
I'm sorry. I feel, like, lightheaded right now. The worst beauty mistake I brought – I mean, it's not as, like it, I didn't bleed. I brought a picture in high school of Shirley Manson with this, like, cool choppy bob to the, like – local hair place in the mall.
No.
And I'll never forget it. Sometimes my friend will send me a picture of it just to like tease me because she was with me. And I was like, I want it like this. And I showed it to the hairstylist. She was with me.
Sorry, when did Marilyn Manson have
bob? Shirley Manson. She had not Marilyn Manson. Shirley Manson had this like cool choppy bob.
Okay. Oh, the red. Oh, okay.
Yeah. And I was like, yeah, like we kind of look like. Right?
Oh, this whole time I was picturing Marilyn Manson.
No, I think he did have a bob at one point.
No, I know she has red hair.
Yeah, she has red hair. And I was like, oh my God, like spirit animal. So I brought it to this guy who was like, what's this? And he was like, okay. And the telltale sign should have been when he turned me around from the mirror the entire time. You know, no, if you're going to do a big cut, know where you're going, do your research, and don't ever let anyone turn you around from the mirror.
You need to be eyes on.
Yeah.
On the whole
so
time.
That was probably the most aggressive
you made
beauty
a bit,
thing.
It was a beauty mistake.
Beauty mistake.
Yeah. So as beauty editors, part of our job is to try products. And we get sent a lot of products for free, obviously. But what would you actually pay for? This is like a big beauty editor question. Like, yeah. I like it so much, I will go out right now and cold hard cash.
Sure. There was a time where I did have to pay for some products. I worked for a brand. Mm-hmm. So I think about what I bought then. Mm. NARS Laguna Bronzer.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's a powder bronzer?
It's a powder bronzer. It's very good. They are coming out with a liquid version soon.
Mm.
Very exciting.
You heard it here first.
Yes. YSL Focios mascara.
Mm-hmm.
I really, really like the Kiehl's Midnight Recovery Concentrate. It's very nice. Mm-hmm. I use that every night. I think those are my biggies.
Yeah, but I'm sorry. Your boyfriend works at Kiehl's as a chemist, so there's no way you're paying for that.
Okay, I'm just thinking about my favorites that are like
no,
staple.
He makes a good product.
He does make a solid product. What about you?
I do pay for one of my products because I've had to – So the part of being a beauty editor is you call in products. And that's just the term we use. We're like, oh, it's going to be in a story. So we have to call in a free sample. And the company obviously sends it to you because they would love the publicity.
Yes.
So there's this one product. I have called it in 5 times. I've made the interns call it in. I've come up with stories where I'm like, we need to feature this product just so, oh, you know what? We're considering it is what I always say. We're considering featuring it. And they're so kind to send it to me. But finally, I was like, I cannot fake it anymore. Like, obviously, I've already featured it 10 times and I just need to go out and buy it. So I buy.
What is it?
It's called Blink Mascara. B-L-I-N-C.
Yes.
Like
this Japanese, I've never used it.
It's like a tubing mascara. I have kind of long lashes, so everything smears. Every mascara smears. This is the only mascara I've ever found that, like, stays put all the way through the end of the day. And then you actually have to splash water on and sort of slide the tubes off. My friends sometimes call it the spider legs mascara because everybody who hasn't tried it, they try it and they get freaked out.
It's scary.
They're like, because it looks like your lashes are falling out like little spider legs in the sink. But I actually still, to this day, pay for that.
That is really good.
I also love the Dove Beauty Bar. And I mean, it's, what is it, $1.19? I think I can.
I love the smell of it.
Yeah.
You know what else is really good, but they need to stop discontinuing their one-off products?
Hmm.
Charlotte Tilbury. For God's sakes.
Oh, so there's things that
I love Charlotte Tilbury products, but their color products are usually very often like single collections.
Are you saying you'd pay money for them to?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
I might bring that to them as an idea.
I'm still laughing. I've been laughing since you said this, and I waited to pause and interject. Laguna bronzer. First of all, I love NARS, but like, I do not think of you as a bronzer girl. I also think it's just so indicative of that time period when everybody was like contouring and bronzing up still.
I know. We can have a giggle. We can have a giggle. I know.
Also, this is so fun. You should watch. I wish we had done this on video because our faces are just like, we're like hiding underneath.
I have a turtleneck and I'm
like. Yeah, just like hiding in here. Would you still say, okay, what did Faux Seals mascara, Laguna bronzer.
I love Faux Seals.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, there are a few mascaras that like I come back to again and again. So I know why I chose the ones I did at the time. So when I worked at Space NK, I worked there, but we didn't get freebies unless the brand came and they gave like all of the people like gratis. Like, they have like a certain amount of gratis for everyone. But then we got like a 40% discount, and I would buy NARS Laguna, Chantecaille Faux Seal. And
is it Chantecaille or Yves Saint Laurent?
No, and then I would buy Chantecaille Faux Seal.
Okay.
And I would actually buy across the street. I'll never forget. I went to Selfridges and I would also buy YSL. They had the chubby. I think theirs was called Faux Seal too.
Okay.
And I would buy those two mascaras were my favorite mascaras because they're both very – Chantecaille is more lengthening. And
they're both fat.
Yes, exactly. And then the YSL one, I would buy actually the burgundy one.
Yeah.
And then I would buy a couple other ones, products from Space NK, again, with my own money. And then when I worked at Lucky, I was not in beauty. I was in fashion. And I would have to buy products. So there was a certain amount of products I would buy all the time. And those were the ones that I was mentioning in the podcast. So that's like from that time period that like carried over.
Do you still use bronzer? I feel like I haven't heard you talk about...
I use bronzer once in a while, but I use it more as a blush. I don't really use it like as an all over.
Yeah.
It's just like to warm up a little bit.
I feel like every time you talked about face color in the last, since 2016, it's been pink. Like a rosy pink. Or like ever since Christopher Buckle told us that after a certain age, you look like a thumb unless you put on blush.
Yeah. No,
it's come up so many times on the podcast that blush is like.
Like blush is the way to go, I think, for me. When I use bronzer, I think it looks a little weird with the rest of my body because I am like a pink person.
Yeah. I also think it's a trend. It had its time. I think there was a time when everybody was doing a lot more of the warming up of their skin tone and contouring than they do today.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah. Yeah. What would you buy? Besides, I know you were just talking about Blink.
Oh, I was listening. I'm hearing myself go on. I'm like, what is it going to be? What is this product that I loved so much? I could not remember what my answer was. And then it was Blink Mascara. And I said, makes sense. Because A, I don't think I still don't know who the publicists are. If I do, like, I don't know them well enough to ask for it for free. Mm-hmm. And I love it that much that I really do still buy it. So I would still say that. I would just add in one, which is I'm 6 years older now than probably when we recorded this, 5 years older.
Yeah.
the TNS Skin Medica, that's my all-around serum.
That's what I thought you were going to say.
Yeah, but it's expensive and it's epidermal growth factors. I think at that age back then, I didn't need it as much. And now I would definitely shell out the money for it. And is there any other product you want to add in there that you would actually pay for these days?
Well, I didn't say Dove on the show, but I use the Dove Beauty Bar for sure.
Yeah, Jess and I are both back into bars big time.
Yeah, major bar fam.
That's a good one.
I'm loving the Olaplex shampoo, which I told you guys about other day.
Yeah. And I don't even think Olaplex existed in 2016.
No.
Or if it did, it wasn't on our radar.
Full disclosure, I did get it for free as a sample, but I think it really worked. And then, I wasn't kidding, that the Charlotte does one and done a lot of her colors.
I have a palette right now from her tiny palette and there's a shade in there. And I'm like, if I hit pan, I'm screwed.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like a lot of her eye colors I threw out because I had them for like 4 or 5 years and I went to go online to see if they're available. Not available. I love my Tom Ford Spanish pink lipstick that I would buy. Yeah. I've gone through a couple of those. There are a lot of things that I really love. And, if I move on from beauty, I know I'm going to be, buying them. But, you got to be selective. You got to be selective with your dollars. So,
you do. Okay, we're getting in there. We have about, 7-8 minutes left in the show? God help us, I don't say anything crazy. Here we go.
I know this is uncomfortable. I have to say, it's very uncomfortable. It's uncomfortable.
So, you get to try lots of products, but if I were to go to your apartment and open up your beauty stash, what would I find out you hoard? Like, what category of product, when it comes into the beauty closet or the office, you're like, oh, I need to try this one?
Oh, I have so many fragrances and I have so many candles.
Oh, perfume and candles.
Yes.
And are you like all spectrum prices high to low, or are you a snob?
It's kind of snobby, but candles, I'm not that snobby because I feel like, I don't know.
You have a Yankee candle at home?
I'm not afraid of a Yankee candle.
You're not?
I'm not afraid.
That's because you're from Jersey.
it could be that. I'm not. They have a big scent throw, Jen. They've got a big scent throw.
Oh, I've never heard that term. What's that mean?
It means how powerful the fragrance is.
Tell me about it. You walk by that place in the mall. It's like instant migraine.
Yeah.
Okay, so candles and...
Candles. I have a candle, like part of a shelf in my closets for candles.
You have an entire shelf for candles?
For candles.
Do you burn them? Like, I'll do a little of this one, little of that one, or you burn through one completely?
We have one in the bathroom, one in the bedroom, and then one in the main room.
What's in the main room right now?
Main room right now? Diptyque, the Mexican orange blossom one. I forgot what it's called. Diptyque, publicist, if you're listening, don't kill me. Like Miosa or something? Or Chiosa?
I don't know. I think it's a French brand. You just made it like Spanish.
It's something with a CH.
Okay.
We've got a few different
things. What's in the bathroom?
The bathroom is the little Arquise one.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, doing some nice work over there.
I'm a hoarder too, a little bit.
What do you like to hoard?
Candles too, because you can never have enough.
It feels nice when you walk in. Like, it feels like you're in like a nice place.
Yeah.
A nice hotel.
Yeah, I love a Diptyque candle too.
Wait, what are you hoarding?
Tinted moisturizers. I will try any tinted moisturizer. I just feel like I can never get enough.
What are you feeling
now? I often go back to Dermalogica's tinted moisturizer, but I will try any brands. And there's a new Algenist one that's like a color-correcting-ish tinted moisturizer they just came out with makeup.
I will say your skin looks good.
What do I have? Today I have on a Dior Nude Air Serum Foundation, which is almost like a tinted moisturizer, very sheer. So a lot of those, a lot of candles. I still haven't found the perfect lipstick, so I just keep trying.
Edward Bass.
I know.
Kid makes a lot of lipsticks.
Get me some of those and I'll try.
Okay. I am secretly hoarding those too.
So you talked about fragrance and I know it's a passion of yours. If you could pick one, what's your favorite fragrance?
The one that I'm feeling at the moment, it's not very seasonal because it's very green and crunchy, but I'm still very into it right now. Is the Odin Vert Rosetta. It smells like the stems of the plants, not the flowers.
Does that have a number? I know all the Odin fragrances have a number.
It's not numbered. It's part of the white line.
Oh, all right.
Yeah, it smells like... If you were a fan of Gap Grass, I'm really taking you back.
Remember Gap Grass.
Yes, but it's that green, crunchy, kind of like, just crunchy green, like grassiness. Mm-hmm. It's that. And another one that I really like is that brand Min. You know what I'm talking about? Mm-hmm. It's called Chef's Table. I hate the name, sorry. But it smells like fig and like herbs, and it's amazing.
Wait, but isn't it true that figs don't actually have a scent?
I think that's really funny.
No, I think
you're right. You're right. Because if you're eating a fig, you're not like, oh my God, this smells like diptyque fig.
I've heard that from perfumers that like it's a jammy, juicy note they've come up with, but it actually doesn't smell like
a
fig.
Yeah, that makes sense.
I just schooled you.
You just did school me. Beauty thank you,
schooled.
Jen.
You
thank
got you. Beauty schooled.
Beauty schooled by Jen.
I'm sorry. I have to interject. I am such an asshole. I just fact checked you. Like, I'm the same person I was then. Like, you could just hear it in my voice that I like wanted to get some science in there. Like, there's a couple times in the show where you're like telling a beautiful story and I'm like, let's just like teach everybody about the science.
I don't know about a beautiful story. I'm just like, and then I have something else I want to show you.
These girls, I like love them, but I like, I know them. I know that's me. I know that's you. But like, it's so different.
It's
like, it's still, our personality traits are still there, though.
I feel like I'm like looking at little girls through a window.
It's,
you know
so
what I mean?
Weird. You even just said before I had to interject that I was being like so annoying that you wouldn't wear one of those fragrances anymore. But like,
yeah,
like, yeah, tastes change.
But that's life, I guess.
Okay. I guess, but I'm sorry if I was annoying in the beginning. P.S. If anybody doesn't know this, we weren't really that friendly when we started the podcast. We were friendly, but we weren't like the best friends that we are today.
No.
And
no.
I listen to myself and I'm like, how did she put up with me for, and then say, you know what? I want to keep going with this business and grow it with her for 5 more years. Anyway, I thank you. Thank you. You're a dear friend.
You're welcome. Okay. This is so good. This is so good. Keep going.
I'm going to make you name names. What's the worst? Like, which fragrance? Everybody has it. Someone in the elevator's wearing it, and you're just like, ugh. What do you hate?
Oh, I hate anything with raspberry. I almost. I left a launch early once. I'm not going to say the name.
But it was
because I was so physically nauseated by the raspberry note.
Interesting.
I also cut a Death Side short once for the same reason. I can't
like,
be around
I'm not
it.
Having this right now.
What about you? What's your like fragrance of choice?
Oh, right now I've been wearing this Baccarat fragrance by Francis Kirk Dijon.
Yes.
It's called Baccarat 350, yes. 450.
I don't know what the number is.
There's
so
some
I know
number
which one you're talking about.
Oh, but it's like smoky and like Middle Eastern, but like with a little sweetness.
I could see you wearing a smoky Middle Eastern.
Yeah, I like men's cologne a lot. A lot of my fragrances are men's cologne. And you know, there's some really, really good fragrances, but like, oh, that Giorgio Beverly Hills fragrance, I'm not down. Fracas, it depends on the person. I could be.
Oh my God, I love Fracas.
No, it smells different on different people. And I mean, Angel from Terry Mugler, it's like those gourmand scents. You can go either way. If I'm like in a nauseated mood, it could nauseate me.
My sales girl at Topshop was wearing Angel last night.
Yeah. You know what it is? I don't really want to know what the fragrance is. I want to be able to like guess it.
Fair point.
Yeah, and they're very signature. Great interview, Jess. You're a wonderful interviewee.
Thank you. Likewise.
Can I just, I know we're winding down here. I need to pop in and apologize for our sound mixing back then. Here comes the ending music blasting in your ears. You can barely hear us talking over it. Red, who is our current sound engineer, is probably like his ears are screaming right now. He's like, what the hell are you guys doing?
We were making a podcast in the olden days, in 2016.
You guys, we were in this tiny little office room across from Andy Cohen's dressing room it was in the soundstage for recording Watch What Happened.
Yes.
Live.
Live.
And we were working sort of adjacently with this production company but there was no sound engineers that did that. It was just me and Jess in a room.
Yeah, it was a lean team and it was a great start and it was.
Oh my God, I'm so thankful.
Early days.
So thankful to that company. And Britt, our early producer, who believed in us. That was actually great.
Yeah.
We had so many interns over the last 5 years to help us too.
And then we had, oh my God, we had Belle who helped us. And Belle is now like a mucky muck
at the production company.
She's now at Watch What Happens Live. And it was an amazing time. It was an amazing time. And everyone who listened really just like made this like, you know, keep going and encourage us to keep going. So thank you for sticking us through all the bumps And
for anything I've said that's annoying over the last 5 years, thank you too. Thank you.
Likewise. Yes, likewise.
No, clearly, it's just so funny. I look back at those girls and I'm like, stick with it, girls. It's going to be great.
It's like going back and like reading, like, this is why, you know, actually, I don't know if this is like a weird thing, but like I threw out all of my old journals, like over the move.
And this is why we're friends. I understand.
And I don't know why I did that though, but it made me like uncomfortable. And it's like, I don't, do you keep
it's
a
like
piece
secondhand
of yourself?
Embarrassment for yourself.
But it's like, I also have this fear of like, if I died, like in a terrible like way that like, would somebody come and read the old journals and be like, did she really think that? And like, I wouldn't want them to think that. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, even though it's a snapshot of a time in your
That's
life.
That's what
see
I mean.
How, you guys, see how deep we are now that Jess is a mother and I'm a married woman? We're really self-reflective.
I just want the evidence gone. Like, I want the evidence gone. It's like, you know what? It was a moment in time. Just throw it. Throw it in the trash. Burn it. But it's also like, I just got like very upset, like looking at like, I just want the past to be the past.
I know, but now I'm thinking like, do you think Joan Didion ever like looked back and was, of course, not to compare you to Joan
Didion.
No.
But like, I get what you're saying.
Like, yeah, like, no, but that's who you were then. And like,
but why couldn't I just let it be? Why couldn't I just like put it on a shelf and be like, oh my God, like that was me when I was 16. I had to like throw it out. Like, what kind of psycho does that?
I get that impulse because times have changed, culture has changed. I'm sure over the years we've said things on this podcast. We're like, I cannot believe I said that.
Oh my God. Are you kidding? Of course I feel that way. But it's like, I don't know why I did that, but I threw it out. And I don't kind of want to go back to like the garbage dump and get it. But I also understand why I did it. But anyway.
At least you'll have now
this
not
podcast
the journals, for the last 5 years from 2016 onwards. Say someday, you know, someone wants to look back at the life of Jessica Matlin. We're going to have an audio record of that whole thing. And our whole Fat Mascara family that has grown along with us.
Yes.
We're so grateful.
I'm so grateful. Thank you so much for sticking with us. And thank you, Jen, for sticking with me for the past 5 years.
Same. And thanks to Red, who edited this together and deals with us every day. Thank you.
Oh my God. Red is a hero. Red is nothing short of a hero.
All right, guys. We'll see you on Thursday.
Lots of love, everyone.
With an interview. And get your beauty sleep.
Get your beauty sleep.
We hope you enjoyed the show.
It's your reviews and feedback that help us make the podcast even better. Head over to iTunes to rate and review us or email your thoughts to info@fatmascara.com.
We also want to answer your beauty questions and hear what products you love. To share a Raise a Wand product review or to ask a beauty question, email us at info@fatmascara.
If you send it as a voice memo file, we can even share your voice on the podcast. You can also do that by leaving us a voice message. Our phone number in the United States is 646-481-8182.
Thanks so much for listening.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford Tough, Built Ford Proud.